An energy company that provides power to California has been indicted on charges that it illegally manipulated the state's electricity market. Houston-based Reliant Energy Services and four current or former top executives face fraud and conspiracy charges in the first criminal case against the company to come out of the California energy crisis of 2000 and 2001. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
According to the indictment, a trader at Reliant entered the summer of 2000 thinking long-term prices for electricity would rise. But on the morning of June 19th, it became clear prices were falling. U.S. Attorney General John Ashcroft, who detailed the multiple-count indictment in Washington yesterday, said it was at that point that Reliant officials devised a scheme to avoid what would have been multi-million dollar losses.
The indictment alleges the defendants devised a plan to drive up the price of electricity in California by shutting off four of the five Reliant Energy Services power plants in California and creating the appearance of an electricity shortage.
Once power prices went back up, the government contends, the company sold electricity on the spot market for as much as $750 per megawatt hour, at the time the federally mandated price cap. But Reliant denies the company did anything wrong. General Counsel Mike Gines says during the week in question, California energy prices weren't even unusually high.
This occurred during a period when there wasn't any emergency in California. There were no blackouts. There was no supply shortage. You know, any implication or suggestion that this may have in any way contributed to the California energy crisis is simply unfounded.
Reliant also notes the company cooperated with federal regulators by agreeing last year to return $13.8 million made by cutting electricity production and paying an $836,000 fine. Frank Wallach is a professor of economics at Stanford who has studied California's electricity markets. He says the case against Reliant underlines the extent to which federal regulators fell down on the job, and he says it doesn't appear Reliant was the only company gaming California's electricity market.
There was a lot of plant being taken offline for very difficult to explain reasons. So the fact that this sort of information was uncovered is certainly not surprising.
The indictment charges the company and two current and two former employees with wire fraud, conspiracy, and commodities manipulation. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.